community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, I've actually got Jess Brown. Hello, Jess. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
The reason I made that mess up, Mikey's Brown Stock earlier on, was because you've got a website, haven't you? Brownstock.co.uk.
Yeah.
Because you're organising. That doesn't seem big enough, that word, organising, to be honest with you. You've taken on a huge task, but you're used to it because this has been going for a few years. Of putting together a huge amount of groups and creating a live event that everyone can buy tickets and go to.
Yeah, that's certainly the case.
Now, let's not talk about how it is at the moment, because I know it's huge at the moment. What possessed you to start off down this route? Because it isn't the easiest route in the world, is it?
No, I'd have to say the event industry is a tough one. We started Brownstock Festival... It's a bit of a joke, really.
Really?
10 years ago, we just thought it would be nice to have a little bit of a family party on... it was me, my brother and my sister on Dad's farm. We farm cows. And so we had maybe 100 people for an overgrown barbecue.
A little bit of a marquee thing going on a barbecue and a few beers and playing a few records, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we had a lorry, curtain-sided lorry, yeah, with a few bands on it, maybe one or two bands, nothing more, on a barbecue. Just a way to have a bit of a get-together, basically.
Really? It started off almost
That's
as...
Small.
Oh, let's have a party.
That's small, yeah.
I've cut my toenails this morning. Let's celebrate that, shall we?
And then, second year, we did that. People seemed to have a great time. Second year, a couple more bands, all still incredibly local, really small, unsigned bands.
Yeah.
And then, 10 years on, we've grown to quite a big event.
So last year's event, how many people did you have there?
We have just under 6,000 people come now.
Jess, what are you doing? There's easier ways.
I know.
There's easier ways to keep yourself busy.
It does keep me busy. It certainly keeps me busy. A few of us busy now, that's for sure.
The cost of something like this, in case anybody listening hasn't been involved in any sort of event like this, phone calls, lighting bills, because you're up all sorts of the hours of the day and night, computer on constantly, emails, postage. The cost is horrendous just to organise something.
We have quite a big team now that helps us. Over the years, it's grown and grown. For a while, it was just me, my brother, and my sister, but now there's a few of us that sort of work on it and pull it together, and it's become more of a full-time thing, really.
I can imagine it has, yeah.
Just a part-time evenings, let's get a little bit done when we can. It's now, you know, takes up a good proportion of the year for quite a few people.
I can imagine it does.
Yeah.
So you've got this. When is the Brownstock event taking place?
It takes place on the 29th of August to the 31st of August. So it's
a three-day
event.
Festival. Oh, yeah. My word.
Yes.
This is going to be huge.
Yeah, we hope so.
And that you've picked the time as well. Obviously, you've picked it on purpose because the weather at that is notoriously good.
Yeah, a bit
area.
Of an Indian summer, we hope, at that point in the year. And I wouldn't want to count our chickens, but yes, it's often better at end of the summer and often the last thing just before the kids go back to school. So it's quite a fun way to end the summer, really.
And is it what are the times? What time did it start and finish?
So, well, it runs all weekend. The gates open at about 4 p.m. on the Friday.
Right.
And there's music all through the Friday night. And then it runs all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And people, some people come and go. Some people dip in for the weekend. They know when someone's playing that they want to see. So they'll come for that bit, head home, come back. We have a lot of local people that come and do that. You know, we also have a lot of people that turn up with their tents on a Friday night.
Oh, you can camp as well?
You can certainly camp.
Oh, my word.
So we have a lot of people that turn up with their tent Friday night, get involved for the 3 days and leave on the Monday morning.
Have you got any people selling the wine and beer and all the rest of it there, or do they bring their own? Or
You can bring some of your own, but we've also got bars all through the festival.
Oh, my word. So, you've
quite,
done it.
It's
you've
quite
done
infrastructure
it.
Now,
yeah,
yes.
There is. You've said it really well. So how many bands have you got on over the weekend?
Well, I was trying to have a bit of a count-up earlier, actually.
Oh, it sounds ominous.
And I reckon that by the time we get to the festival, it'll be just under 200 acts that will play over the weekend.
I knew you were going to say something like that. So, 200?
Yeah. So across six stages, so... Otherwise, you can imagine that if it was just one state, there wouldn't be time to get everybody on and get them through. But yes, over the 3 days and six stages, all different types of music, some big stages, some smaller ones, there'll be about 200 acts that will play.
Yes, you've done an amazing job considering it was just 100 people and a talk liner with a couple
really
of bands.
We couldn't have even imagined that it would ever get to the point of even having a headliner, let alone more than one stage. So fantastic.
So what bands have you got appearing this year?
So we our headliners are Dizzy Rascal, bit of a rap superstar that will be known to most people, I think. De La Soul.
Oh, my word.
Legendary American hip-hop.
Huge
trio,
yeah.
Flying them in from the States, so that'll be a bit of a one-off. And Razorlight is one of our other headliners. And then beyond that, there are you can have a look on our website, but there is, as I say, lots of other bands that are heading to play the festival this year.
So you're concentrating a lot on the local bands and suppliers and all the rest of it for I don't want to say the word fill-in because they're not fill-ins, are they? But like between the headlining bands.
We really try. We really try and support local bands, local suppliers, local produce. It's a massive part of the way the festival has grown. We try and work with the people that we've worked with all the way through. So, for example, we have an app on Facebook where local bands can apply to play. We had 800 of them apply, and tonight on our website we'll be releasing some of the shortlisted bands. So,
oh my word!
So we pick. We had 800 apply, and we shortlisted it to 100. And then some of the artists, some of the headline artists, will pick who they think. The audience gets to vote. So we really try and support and get as many people listening to the smaller unsigned bands as possible. And then, in terms of local suppliers, I mean, we've got a carpenter who's been working with us since the beginning, who has built us a saloon bar last year and previously a skate ramp. You know, makes it all himself from scratch.
Yeah, yeah.
A metalwork company who built us a spaceship. Like, there's lots of little companies. We had an alien invasion. there's lots of companies that get involved and all pull together, and it's become quite an important thing for the area, which is great.
Now, considering it's such a size, it's quite a low key thing that you do. It's not, you're not sort of like blasting it out all over the place. And I'm because why don't you just advertise this everywhere? And
well, obviously, because it's still family run, we spread the word as much as is physically possible without the huge budgets that you see for some of these massive festivals. As we know, there's a couple of rather mammoth festivals in the area, which you know, you can only compete so much with people like that, and we only want to compete so much with something like that. We want to be a bit different, but certainly I think that hopefully we're starting to get out there a bit more, and other areas of Essex are starting to have heard about us as we get bigger.
As it's quite a low-key thing, how have you attracted such the huge names? How did you get to
us? With a big fight. No, we have a couple of guys that do the artist bookings for us, and they're brilliant, and they book for our events and other events. That's great, because they've got lots of contacts, and they have to work really, really hard. And, you know, I mentioned there's some other big festivals in the area. You have to fight for the people that you want to
play. I can
imagine
you do,
And obviously they cost money. Mm. So it's making the whole sort of festival pull together in that way is the aim.
So let's run through the survival stuff now, shall we? Dates?
Dates. So it's the 29th to 31st of August.
Times?
Gates open from, I can't remember exact time, but I think something like 4 p.m. But you can look on our website, and I'll tell you what our website is in a minute.
This is going to be fantastic. I've got a great feeling.
You have to make
fantastic.
Sure you come along.
How much is it for a ticket?
At the moment, our tickets are £72 for the weekend.
That's quite good. That is quite good.
For a 3-day event,
yeah.
I mean, it's certainly a very, very good price point compared to some. So we're trying to keep it sort of achievable for people.
So if you hit 6,000 people last year, how many do you want?
Well, this year we'll be staying the same size. How we'll grow over the future years, we're not sure yet. But yes, this year will be about that same size again. So no plans to grow at the moment.
And how many tickets have you sold, percentage-wise, do you think?
Oh, God, I don't know at the moment. We're 50% up on where we were this time last year.
Oh,
so
really?
If people are hoping to come, and we sold out last year, so I'll let you do the maths on that.
Well, yeah,
don't leave it too long.
If you're going, you've got to get your tickets as quick as possible. Yeah. Your website is brownstock.co.uk. Can we purchase tickets on the website?
Yep, tickets through the website. And it's very easy. You just, when you log on, you can easily see where to go and buy a ticket. I should say as well, we're just outside Southwood and Ferrers, so
it's not far
from Brentwood at all. Half an hour it took me today. Perfect.
Take a tape with you. You can have a lovely, lovely sunny weekend and listen to all the bands under the sun, under the stars. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for coming. You're welcome back anytime you want. And when it gets nearer to the event, come back and tell us how you're going on.
I will.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.